The summer seine fishery wrapped up at the end of August when Fish and Game announced there would be no more pink salmon openings this season. Some seiners continue fishing for fall dogs, but pinks are the fleet's bread and butter. Since 2006, the runs have been coming in weak on even years and strong during odd years. 2012 was no exception. Fish and Game projected an all-year harvest of 17 million fish, and it came in at roughly 20 million, nearly 19 million of which were caught by the seiners.
So we're a little bit above forecast, but pretty much in line with preseason expectations of a weak even year.
That's biologist Bill Davidson, the department's commercial fisheries coordinator in Southeast. According to Davidson, climate played a big role in the up-down cycle of pink returns.
In Southeast, we had a pattern of strong both even and odd years until 2006. And then in 2006, we had cold winter and cold spring conditions, and combined with sort of a drought during some of the spawning returns. And so those climatic conditions led to, you know, poor early marine survivals and started this cycle. And it seems to be taking some time to recover from it. What makes the pattern persist so long is a little bit beyond my ability to explain.
The biggest pink catches this year were in District 4 on the coast of southern Southeast, where the fleet brought in 6 million. They landed nearly 6 million more from District 2 off the southeast coast of Prince of Wales Island. It was just the opposite last year, when most of the pinks were caught in the northern panhandle. Low pink projections for 2012 meant less participation. 238 boats made landings this summer. That's compared with the 270 boats that caught a whopping 55 million pink salmon last year. According to Davidson, the number of pinks escaping upstream to spawn was good overall this year, but there were still trouble spots.
I think some areas actually took a further downturn, like Peril Strait, Hoonah Sound area, was actually a setback from escapements. 2 years ago, that area never even opened all season, and other areas were quite good. And I think even within areas, there were some strong returns right next to some weaker returns. So kind of an inconsistent pattern of escapements.
This year's dock prices were on par with last year's, which were exceptionally good. Pinks averaged around 40 cents a pound, and dogs fetched twice that. Dogs are the other target species for seiners, and Davidson says they landed a total of 5.8 million this summer, 1.2 million of which went towards cost recovery for hatchery operations.
It's not an all-time best or anything like that, but it's a very strong chum return this year. And of course, most of the chum that are harvested in the Southeast purse seine fishery are produced by the hatchery organizations. And almost across the board, the hatchery chum returns were better than the hatchery organizations had forecast.
Along with chum and pink salmon, seiners landed 248,000 coho, 171,000 sockeye, and 38,000 kings this season. Davidson estimates the all-species seine catch was worth a total of roughly $64 million in Southeast this year, which is less than half the value of the record 2011 season. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.